Our reading this morning is from Billy Collins, the poet. It's my favorite of his, The Lanyard. Laughing is correct. The other day, I was ricocheting slowly off the blue walls of this room, moving as if underwater from typewriter to piano, from bookshelf to an envelope lying on the floor, when I found myself in the L section of the dictionary where my eyes fell upon the word lanyard. No cookie nibbled by a French novelist could send one into the past more suddenly, a past where I sat at a workbench at a camp by a deep Adirondack lake, learning how to braid long, thin plastic strips into a lanyard, a gift for my mother. I had never seen anyone use a lanyard or wear one, if that's what you did with them, but that did not keep me from crossing strand over strand again and again until I made a boxy red and white lanyard for my mother. She gave me life and milk from her breasts, and I gave her a lanyard. She nursed me in many a sick room, lifted spoons of medicine to my lips, laid cold face cloths upon my forehead, and then led me out into the airy light and taught me to walk and swim, and I, in turn, presented her with a lanyard. Here are thousands of meals, she said, and here is clothing and good education, and here is your lanyard, I replied, which I made with a little help from a counselor. Here is a breathing body and a beating heart, strong legs, bones, and teeth, and two clear eyes to read the world, she whispered. And here, I said, is the lanyard I made at camp. And here, I wish to say to her now, is a smaller gift, not the worn truth that you can never repay your mother, but the rueful admission that when she took the two-tone lanyard from my hand, I was as sure as a boy could be that this useless, worthless thing I wove out of boredom would be enough to make us even. And that is why we all have boxes of terrible artwork that we'll never throw out. My sermon begins with another quote from Anne Lamott's book, Traveling Mercies. She said, "For 20 years, I have ached to go back home when there was nobody there to whom I could return." There's a feeling that comes over me when I return to a place that was meaningful to me in my youth. Do you ever drive by places and allow the nostalgia to take over? For some folks in Europe, Mothering Sunday is an occasion to visit the church or churches that you grew up in. Anyone here have a church that raised you? I see someone in the front row who better raise her hand. A whole church that raised you. Visiting a church can mean the building or the congregation or both. Visiting or driving by buildings or places can be a meaningful witness for many. I recall going to a hangout spot once as an adult that had seemed so much bigger in my mind than it really is. I attribute this to how much good space the place holds in my heart, all the good things that happened there. It was so surprising to see it again years later. At UUCC, when I go through all of these old halls and through the doors, looking at these pink walls and out these windows out onto the common, I am always aware that along with its rich history, this church and all of its years of attendees is in the memories of many of us still living, too. Sometimes I get to say hello to somebody who drops in and tells me about their wedding that was held here or their sister's baptism that was held here. With such a historical building, with all of the people that have come through here over the years, one feels the nostalgia pervading this place. With church, one might visit the building to relive the memories, or come during its most vibrant time, Sunday morning worship, to remember the congregation. Often it has been said that the church is not the building, but the people, and I agree. Being a wordsmith, I take it further, that the church is the building and the congregation is its life. Many years ago, I read about the European tradition of Mothering Sunday, this idea that typically people grow older and often move away from their hometown and the church who raised them. So each year, depending on which country and maybe which faith, that Sunday might be during Lent or after Easter. It's like homecoming weekend, visits happened. This idea captured my heart, the idea of going back home, where home is the actual church building. Clergy come and go, and congregations are vibrant, changing communities where there are often new faces and deaths of the stalwart faithful. If you had the experience of growing up in a church where it was pleasant enough for you to want to return, that might be a meaningful pilgrimage, I would think. Being hung up on words, as I am, using mothering as a verb is interesting too. When one fathers a child, it typically refers to paternity. However, any gender might mother a child by nurturing them and caring for them. Sometimes our pets mother us by cuddling or even trying to clean us. Mothering Sunday directly infers that one should go back yearly to visit those who mothered us. Of course, for many, the visit to the former church might include an acknowledgement that it is also a former religion in their life. Having moved on to a different faith, or not being a churchgoer anymore. Once I started to imagine that this whole idea, can we go home again? I frequently had pangs of longings to visit these children of God, and yes, that means adults too, these children of the church who I've never met. I wonder so much when I look through the membership rolls, reading the archives, and history. It's good. Oh, but how I would love to meet people with stories from their lives of the memories they have, stories which happened within these very walls. Mothering Sunday, going back home. Well, it took my wordsmithing a little bit further, and I came up with the mothering church, a church that nurtures her children, even if we're 82. What qualities make a church community, and yes, that includes the building, a place that nurtures your soul and makes you feel wrapped in love? These are my questions on this Mother's Day. A building and its people have the ability to make a person feel safe, nurtured, loved, and provide a sense of belonging. The kind of place you want to keep up. Keep up the grounds. Keep up with the folks, keep up with the snowbirds, with new and former pastors. Thanks for coming in, Charles. It was just a line before you walked in. Keeping up. And that kind of place makes us bring other people because maybe they could use some more love, some more mothering in their lives. Of course, no house of worship is sacred or holy until the people make it so. That is why the church is a building, until the people make it a congregation. In ancient Judaism, they believed their temple was literally God's house, where God lived. So when the temple was destroyed, they had to determine whether one could still be a Jew without being able to visit the temple. During the diaspora, which means the spreading out, when some of God's chosen people left Israel, they had to learn to be Jews without access to God's house. Not only did the diaspora spread the religion across the world, but also the religion changed so that they understood God to be with them, not just when they visited God. When you truly cannot go home, you must choose how to keep your faith, how to find that nurturing mothering. They eventually believed that their parent God would be available to them even if they couldn't return home. Another example about not being able to return home from more recent history involved a tragedy regarding a religious school. In 2006, after a school shooting in Pennsylvania where the victims were children, that Amish community made their choice. A week after seven people lost their lives because of violence, they tore down the building. And when they rebuilt it, it was in a different spot altogether. Now, it was not a church specifically, but within that tight knit of a religious community, each building will be a religious center. They did not believe revisiting that terrible scene helped anyone, so they removed it. Sometimes nurturing means starting over. In these two examples of times when the building was desecrated, both religious groups made choices about how to carry their faith with them. Being raised in a religion that nurtures us makes us resilient and dedicated. Mothering is about nurturing and giving life for people to become resilient and dedicated. Motherhood is noble. A mothering church would have a strong sense of women, female energy, and in our case, feminism. And just to let you know, this is all over everything I ever write. It's on stickers, and you all can repeat it freely, that feminism is the radical notion that women are people. Both women and children are vulnerable in this world in specific ways. Even if a child has a mother who does not love them the way they need to be loved, they can still receive mothering care. For instance, there are mothers who choose religious doctrine over their children. The idea that LGBTQ children are kicked out of their homes because parents value the judgment of God or the judgment of their church community over their parenting responsibilities is beyond my comprehension. I know it happens, we all know it happens, but it has no place in nurturing caregiving. A mothering church would be sure to not just be friendly and have welcoming people in the moment, but would also have policies in place to protect the vulnerable, ethical and transparent use of funds. All outgoing publications and communications would let all people, all children of God, know and feel in their bones that the church will nurture, protect, love, and learn with them. A mothering church, like ours, would care for the disabled with ramps and lifts and wide doorways, sound systems to include hearing loss, large letters on a screen for old eyes. And what of vulnerable women or mothers? What can a mothering church do for them? There is the suffering of parents because of their children's pain when the culture, not the parents, cause the pain. For instance, in this nation, racism is one of the cruelest disparities in our American life. Being the mother of a black child, maybe especially of a son, takes a whole different level of courage. What our mothering church can do, besides having anti-racist sentiments, is to be active in legislation and in showing up politically and in community, proclaiming the news of anti-racism. Being a mothering church also means showing up for women in other ways, like showing up however we can to protect reproductive rights. Disparity among mothers is perhaps most evident in laws regarding women's bodies, those who have access to choice and those who do not. Another aspect of being a nurturing parent includes food. May I get an amen? Amen. Our potlucks are contribution to the food pantries, helping with no neighbor left behind and holiday meals. This mothering church feeds her children and their friends. Parenting, being part of a mothering church, can be exhausting, even when it is great. And so I leave you with hope. Yes, this world has many sad and angry moments, but also there is always hope if you know how and where to look for it. Being kind to each other and even to strangers is nurturing, and so acts of kindness are a great way to honor Mother's Day and this mothering church. Think about why we are already a mothering church and how we can do even more. Mother your neighbor, and yeah, I'm saying that to the guys too. Mother your friends, listen, soothe, have their backs, maybe some tea. Check in on them spiritually, maybe invite them to church. Because really, hope is the basis of parenting and of religion. Trying new things, hoping it will work, hoping that people have happiness in their lives, working to ease suffering, even if only for one day, hoping for endless second chances. All of us are doing the best we can, and nurture is the key word for today. Get out there and nurture somebody with their permission. Maybe plant a garden, feed a bird. Let yourself be nurtured. Mostly, be kind. It is our best and strongest hope for having the kind of place that warms people's memories and makes them want to visit, even if you've been away for a long time. Happy Mother's Day, happy Mothering Sunday, and greetings from this mothering church.